It's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM.
I believe I've missed each and every face. Come on and play one easy. Let's turn on every love light in the place. It's time I found myself totally surrounded in your circles. Oh, my friends, please celebrate me home. Give me a number, please celebrate me home. Play me one more song that I'll always remember. I can recall whenever I find myself to all alone, I can sing me home.
It is 8:09. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning on a snowy morning in Maine. I'm Ray Richardson. So grateful to be back home after our quick trip to Florida. I just love this state and its majestic beauty. What a glorious time to be alive. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at StovesOfMaine.com. Just quickly, several of you on the text line are asking my new book, Carter Finds Christmas, where it's available. It is going to be available in a whole lot of places. You know how the rush works. I was delayed because we went to Milwaukee and getting it to the publisher. I didn't get it to him until Labor Day. And so, but right now it's available on Amazon, available at Barnes & Noble. And if you Google it, you can probably find it. Carter Finds Christmas. And I'm grateful to all of you for your interest in the book. Once again, I want to thank Mark Riley, Pete McVetty, and Matt Jacobson for hosting yesterday. That trio has really gelled. And it's wonderful to be able to take a few days off here, there, and yonder and know that the show is in better hands than when it's in my own, because those guys did a fabulous job. I caught the first 45 minutes while we were standing in line at the TSA yesterday, and they are fantastic. They are really great at this. Mary is joining us. She does it once, maybe twice a year. We would do it more often, but I think that's about all she can take of my personality. But she's joining us again right now from FAME, the Finance Authority of Maine, and NextGen. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. And I would come on whenever you wanted me to. I just want that to be loud and clear. I enjoy this show very much.
Well, that's kind of you. That's kind of you. Well, you always bring good news for the peeps out there. And what good news are you bringing today?
Yes, I am here to share the good word of saving for higher education and doing so with NextGen 529.
Wow, that's all good stuff. Hey, by the way, I have a question.
Sure.
It's a personal, selfish question. It doesn't affect me directly, but my three grandchildren were born in the great state of Maine.
Congrats.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately, no. I mean, they're living a great life down. But they moved to Florida 3 years ago.
Okay.
I mean, excuse me, 3 months ago. It feels like 3 years ago. 3 months ago, their mom and dad moved down to Florida. So they were born under that $500. Yay, you had a baby grant. What happens?
Mm-hmm. Yes, that yay, you had a baby grant is the $500 Alphon grant. And that is related to NextGen 529 for sure. The way that program works is it is funded by the Harold Alphon Foundation. And every baby born a Maine resident since 2013 is awarded $500 for their education. And not only that, it is invested on their behalf in NextGen 529, which is a tax-advantaged investment account. And parents can save alongside that grant and collect even more. Really great benefits by doing so. So in your circumstance, your grandkids have recently moved. They still have the Alphon grant. They can still use that. They can use it at, just as they would with 529 plans as a whole, anywhere that accepts federal financial aid. So lots of different higher education career paths available to them with that, not just 2-year or 4-year university.
Well, I'm hoping that its value grows in such a monstrous way, they'll be forced to move back to Maine. I'm going to tell them they have to move back to Maine to be able to use it, even if that may not be completely.
Yeah, if you know, whatever information you share with your grandkids is up to you. But for the people listening, use it wherever you'd like.
So talk about how families, you know, one of the big topics of conversation in this country, and I don't want to get into the roots of it all, but has been the high cost of education and the student loan circumstance and all of that. We all know this stuff. Talk about how this program helps family afford the very expensive thing known as college or a trade school, because this also applies to trade school.
Yes, certainly. So you're totally right. Higher education of any fashion is expensive right now. And so one way that a family can, you know, lessen that burden for themselves is by saving early or saving when they can. And so using NextGen 529 as a vehicle to do so, it has some really great benefits. The first I alluded to was that tax-advantaged investment account that it is. And what that means is that the earnings are tax-free if you use them for higher education expenses. And that includes trade schools. It includes community college, apprenticeships, because we know that when you're saving for a really young child, you don't know what the future is going to hold. And you want to leave all of the avenues open for them to do whatever their heart desires. And so you can use these accounts to help them go on that path. But not only in addition to the tax benefits that are available, there are also some really great grants available for Maine accounts. So when we're talking about saving for education, you know, the price, of course, comes up all the time. If you're able to collect grants, that can really help boost your savings as well. And so there are three grant awards, the initial matching grant, which is for opening your NextGen account and putting in $25, the auto funding grant for setting up a payroll deduction or just $5, $10 a month from your regular bank account. And then lastly, there is a 30% match on contributions to Maine NextGen accounts every year. And so families can collect up to $300 for their students by saving in a NextGen account. And that's especially topical right now. We are nearing the end of the year. I can't believe that it'll be 2025 in, you know, less than a month. And so families can open their NextGen account today, add a little bit, and get a match in the new year.
So let me ask you this. What if a grandparent wants to do this? That's a question we get a lot. Obviously, Didi and I are grandparents, but we have a lot of grandparents that listen in this audience. What if they want to open this account?
Yes. Yeah, that's a great question. So grandparents and other loved ones can certainly open a NextGen 529 account. Another avenue is to consider giving a gift of a NextGen 529 account contribution. So not necessarily opening account, while that's an option, one might already be open. You could buy a physical or digital gift card. We just recently launched physical gift of college gift cards at your local CVS locations across the state. So keep an eye out for those as a stocking stuffer, or maybe for a gift for someone that you're not quite sure what they would want. That is a great lasting gift for them, you know, giving them education, and especially doing so this time of year, right? So I've already talked about the great 30% match on contributions, helping the family get to that goal to get the full match. You can certainly do that by contributing with any of the methods I just talked about.
Well, that's great. I mean, you know, it's for families right now. We know that a lot of the working class families in this country are struggling. Certainly right here in Maine, we hear this every single day. And, you know, maybe they don't feel they're in a position to make a payroll contribution to be able to do this right now. But if another loved one wanted to do it in the name of the child, that's good to know that they're able to do this. They can either open the account or contribute to another. Grandparents are often, not always, but often in a better space to do that than maybe the parents are. Because, you know, when you raise kids, and we raised four, it ain't cheap.
Sure. Yeah, certainly. And I want to speak to that a little bit. You know, how does the saying go? It takes a village to raise a child, right?
Well, be careful about that, because it depends on whose village.
Sure, sure. But I know that, you know, your circle of loved ones want to be able to contribute to a goal like this to help further somebody's future, right? And so NextGen 529 does make it very easy and engaging for a family to do that. And something as simple as putting it out there that, hey, we would love for you to contribute to our child's NextGen account and help us pay for their education so that they can have a bright future. You know, this is a great option for folks who don't know what this child wants, or they want to have something that's really going to have lasting power as far as gifting goes. And so it's a great time of year to consider doing that.
Well, this is the time of year that we all feel a little more generous, even if we're not as flush as we'd like to be, because as we've talked about several times this morning prior to you being on, giving to others, helping others is what really makes us happy in life, because it makes us feel like we have a purpose greater than ourselves. And this is an opportunity to do that as well. It's not always about money, but in this circumstance, we all know whether a child goes to a trade school or whether a child goes on to a, you know, four-year university, those things are very, very expensive. And by the time that child gets there, they're going to be even more so unless we get a hold of this. But I don't know that we're going to get a hold of the cost, so we need to prepare now. You know, Florida has a program. My brother participated in it for his two daughters, where when they were born, you could lock in tuition at a state university and then start paying that tuition off for the whole 4 years. And you locked it in. If you participated in the program, you locked it in on the year, whatever the tuition was, the year you locked it in. And so he did that very early with his two daughters, who, by the way, went to the greatest university in the history of mankind, the University of Florida Fighting Gators. And so there are some opportunities out there to do some really cool things. Mary, once again, Mary Pelletier is joining us from NextGen and Fame. How do people find out more? Because that's the question. Right now they might be driving and they're interested and they want to find out more. How do they do that?
Yeah, certainly. So I would encourage everyone listening today to check out nextgenforme.com. That's our website. That's where you're going to get some more in-depth information about everything we talked about today. But also keep an eye out for those gift cards at local CVS stores that just launched recently. If you're looking for a last-minute gift or something that you really want to make an impression on a young person, those are available for you to purchase this holiday season as well.
Well, that's awesome. Mary, we always appreciate you being on because you provide people with hopeful options for their child's future. And we are grateful to you for doing that. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you so much, Ray. And thank you to the listeners this morning. And happy holidays.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and a Happy New Year.
All right. Bye-bye.
It is 8:21. We'll be right back and open up the phone lines. People have been saying, take calls, take calls. All right, so we'll take some calls.
ABC Maine, member driven and member strong. You build communities and shape our industry. We make sure your voice is heard. For more information, email hope at abc.